Hey guys, real quick. One, I'm going to apologize. This entire podcast sounds like I'm talking in like a wind tunnel. Using a different computer, whatever. Bear with it. Number two, the Chris interview got cut off. I'm in a hotel room and lost wireless halfway through. So you missed about 10 minutes of good conversation with Chris. Sorry about that. Luckily, first time it's happened all season. The most important thing that you missed, though, is Chris saying that he would be willing to go double or nothing with Cole on his chauffeur bet if where Chris sides with my team in week 13 and Cole takes Cole's team in week 13. So Cole, you might want to pursue that, but I'm going to win, so it doesn't matter. Anyways, sorry about that, Chris, and hope you guys still enjoy it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the pod. This is your week 12 recap. I'm going to go ahead and say this is the last pod of the regular season. I don't really know if these are recaps or previews or what, but it makes it sound more exciting if I say this is the last pod of the regular season. So that's what it is now. What a week it was. We had some mix-ups. Things were getting too predictable in week 11. Week 12 was totally new. We had upsets galore. We had Johnny with his second win of the season, big win over Anurag. We had Hank topple the beast of Cole. We had Roe win as expected against Aditya. And we had Matt upset Trey. Trey put up an absolute stinker. And Matt had a good week, not to take away from Matt there. Roe, congrats on high points. Huge. Trey putting up 70. Doesn't make any sense, but I love it. Trey losing not only gets Matt into a really interesting position to get himself out of the championship altogether, but it puts Trey in a position where he could actually lose the first round bye this coming week. Plays, let's see, I don't have all this straight yet. Trey plays Aditya, and Anurag plays Matt. So Anurag could win, and he'd need a handful of points, a lot of points. That's it. So it's unlikely, but technically Trey has not clinched a bye. That adds excitement. I love excitement. That's what I'm here for. 1463, Anurag, 1340. Yeah, so Anurag has to outscore Trey by 123 points. Don't count on that. Matt now 3 wins tied with Chris. So Johnny is definitely in the bowl, the championship. Matt or Chris are likely in the championship. Aditya is technically not eliminated from it, but he's mostly eliminated from it. We get into that. Chris and Johnny play one another, which had some intrigue that could end up being a prequel to Chris and Johnny playing each other in the championship. Somebody's got to sing a song is all I know, and it's Matt, Chris, or Johnny. I can't wait to find out who. Aditya pretty much locked into the 7-8 matchup. With that said, the playoffs are set. It's going to be me, Cole, Hank, Trey, Roe, Anurag. That was by division, by current record, basically. So congrats to the 6 teams that are in the playoffs. Hank is like cleanly in the playoffs. Still crazy. Hank's going to have a winning record this season, guys. But, again, I should stop beating up on Hank. Cole made a good point last week, and Hank no longer – he scored a lot of points down the stretch. So. GM of the year, Hank, good on you. You're in the playoffs. As for the playoff bracket, as it stands right now, I would have the bye because I have a tiebreaker over Cole, but that won't matter because we have to play each other. Hank would play Roe. We'd get a little Battle of New York up there, which I guess there could be any combination of Battles of New York. And Anurag would play Cole, which I think last week on this podcast was what Anurag was hoping for.
And then Trey would have the bye. But like I said, Trey could technically lose that bye. So let's get into it. We'll do some power rankings real quick. Number one in the power rankings this week, none other than the Johnny Lane. I'm just kidding. It's me. If you thought that you were going to make it this far into this podcast and not hear me say I'm number one, you're a damn fool. Third straight week over 150. Although I'm moving in the wrong direction, 170, 160, 150. Hopefully I don't continue trending that way, because only scoring 140 next week would be a catastrophe. I scored 150 points this week, 153, something like that. 150 something without, I'll remind you, Jared Goff, Robert Woods, and Tyreek Hill, who I'll remind you, the week before scored 88 points between the three of them. Never in a million years would I imagine that that was possible. I'm worried that I didn't save enough points for the matchup against Cole. But like I said, I meant every word of it in the text message. This is my championship. I would absolutely take a win over Cole over a championship. A week 13 win over Cole over a championship 3 weeks later. Cole, I can't wait for this weekend. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be wild. But Cole's got a good team. I'm nervous. We're both projected to score a bunch of points. Part of me is actually kind of hoping it's a good old-fashioned suck-off. Like, if we scored a combined 150 points, that would actually be really exciting to me. So we'll see. Anything could happen. Number two on the power rankings, Roe. It's going to be Roe. Roe got high points this week. Second week in a row, they scored over 150 on a bit of a hot streak down the stretch here, which is always important. He plays Hank, which could again be a preview of the 4-5 matchup in the playoffs. I'm sorry, I realized that I was saying that Anurag could take the bye from Trey, and that's not true. The only person that could take the bye from Trey is Roe. And Roe actually has more points for than Trey. So take back what I said about Anurag. Anurag cannot have the bye. That's not going to happen. If Roe beats Hank and Trey were to lose, unless there's something strange with Trey outscoring Roe by 90 points, Roe actually gets a first round bye, which would be huge. And a couple of weeks ago, that seemed nearly impossible. So Roe's number two in the power rankings. Number three in the power rankings. Hank. Hank's number three in the power rankings. Yeah, nobody saw that coming. Hank's number three in the power rankings. Another big win over Cole. If you beat Cole, you belong in the top three in the power rankings. Hank's coming into the playoffs pretty hot. Nobody's talking about it. Three-game winning streak here. Since I really amped up the Hank should not have as many wins as he has game. Scored 125 this week. That's a pretty scary number in this league. He plays Roe this week. If he can topple, I think anything is possible. Hank also isn't like the juggernaut team, so he's kind of an interesting aspect in the playoffs here. What's going to happen with his team? Number four in power rankings. We'll get to Johnny. I like Johnny at number four. Johnny toppled Anurag. Beating a playoff team should get you somewhere. Johnny, technically, I guess I lied about this too. I was wrong when I said that Johnny had clinched a spot in the championship. That's not true. Johnny could beat Chris, and Matt could lose, and Johnny could outscore Matt by 20, and then the championship would be Chris and Matt. That's actually a lot simpler scenario for Johnny to get out than I expected. So huge win this week for Johnny. Any win for Johnny is huge. I'm probably the biggest Johnny sympathizer in the league. I think it's – I was thinking about this week, like, why do I root for Johnny so hard? I think it's actually survivor's guilt from my week one win, knowing that it could have been me who scored 150 and lost. So good on you, Johnny. Five, six in the power ranking, something like that. We'll give it to Cole. We'll throw Cole in there. Cole with a pedestrian number of points this week, only 115, his lowest in a while. Cole has a tough matchup coming up this week. I don't expect him to pull out a win. So we put him right in the middle of the power rankings. He'll probably be somewhere in that three seed region going in. I guess he's locked in. Yeah, Cole's going to be the three seed. So pretty good. Yeah, it's whatever. Seven on the power rankings. Matt? I would say Matt.
Happy Trey. Matt's going to be seven in the power rankings.
Matt got a win when he needed it. And it came at the expense of Melvin Gordon's leg, as I understand it. But like you heard him say, it was worth it. Anytime you get to beat Trey, that's always pretty fun. Also,
nobody's talking about this. Philip Lindsay still lives in his parents' basement and does chores. So good on you, Matt. Way to keep him on your roster. Eight on the power rankings, I think, is where we're at. I think I've got to say Anurag here. Playoff team with a disappointing loss to Johnny. Anurag's team is definitely
more dangerous than I've been giving him credit for all season. He got lost when he couldn't really – well, he's careful. He's in the playoffs.
He's going to be fine. But if he had simply beat Johnny, Anurag would have a chance to come after Trey and Roe effectively for that one seed what will be the two seed and a bye. And I think that a bye is an underrated value. It's – basically taking one fewer coin flips on your route to a championship. So bad timing for a loss, but especially with Eckler on his bench, I think he could have actually pulled it out if he'd started Eckler instead of James Conner. Yeah, looks like that would have done it. So that's tough on Rog. I think we're at nine on the list here. You'd think I'd be good at this by my 12th power ranking of the season. Nine is going to be Aditya. Aditya is 1-9 in his last 10. Nope. 1-8 in his last 9 weeks. I think that math checks out. Scored below 100 points for the first time this week. Lost to Roe almost by a 2-1 factor. His entire bench is out or on IR, including Cooper Kupp, which stinks. We'll get Gurley back this week, but there's really not much left on Aditya's roster for the 2018 season. Last on the power rankings is Chris. Yeah, it's Chris. Chris, your team, yeah. It's you. I whooped you. I whooped you handily. You're on a 5-game losing streak. It seems that you are destined for the championship. We'll see how it plays out. You get the Johnny matchup as your way out, as one of your ways out, I suppose. But your team stinks. So there you have it. There's your power rankings. Also, shout out Hank. You won the Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston bet. That we didn't really make because I don't want to encourage the betting of auction dollars. That seems like a bad idea. But that wasn't even close.
Good news for me is it didn't matter. But otherwise, congrats, buddy. So with that, we are going to call three of our favorite losers. We're going to talk a lot about championship stakes here because
that's what's most interesting in the next couple of weeks to me. Week 13, it's going to be huge. Big week, a lot to determine, some final seeds.
Can't wait to come back in the pod next week, talk to some playoff teams. We have some actual tangible matchups we can get into. We can start to see what it's going to look like for the next few weeks, and we will let the mayhem begin. And that was our interview with Johnny.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey.
I'm doing well. Before we get started, can you explain the new Spider-Man multiverse thing to me?
I can. It is beyond your realm of knowledge.
Did you know that right now it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes? Yeah.
Oh, I know of the movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
I
didn't either. I had heard it mentioned. And I was like, that sounds really stupid. And then today somebody pointed out it has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I don't know what to do with myself. No.
And if it's the animated Schindler's List, you have to go see it.
Is that what this is? That old saying about the animated Schindler's List, huh? All right. Well, I'm glad you're equally in the dark. That makes me feel better. All right. You told me that you want to get ahead of this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to ask any leading questions. I'm going to let you get ahead of this as best you can.
This thing is spiraling out of control. Ever since I sold, the name of the game has been Stay Wins Ahead of Johnny and Matt. And Trey really let me down last week. big time. And I think Trey let himself down too.
Definitely.
I don't want to harp on that too much. But yeah, Matt controls both of our fates. If he wins, he's out of the bowl. I have to win.
Wait, say that again?
If he wins, he's out of the bowl.
Yeah, I guess you have to outscore him by like 45 or something, 55?
Yeah, it's not doable.
Yeah.
If I win and Matt loses, I'm out.
Right, as in you escape the bowl. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, he's up by 65, which isn't like if you could both win and be 65 points apart. It'd be hard to do though. What's up, DJ? Welcome to the pod. How you doing?
Pretty good, Phil. I haven't been on this for a while, so...
Yeah, it's been too long.
So people were like, I think your ratings were going down because you didn't have me on.
Yeah, we didn't have any of the good guests. That was our problem. I think the last time... The good news since the last time we were on is that you have ended your losing streak. Yeah, I think that was the last of your 6-game losing streak. The bad news is you've sort of started another one.
See, the thing is, I ended my losing streak and then I sold my player, so I knew I was going to get this losing streak. So this was planned.
Oh, okay. So that makes it better.
Yeah, it makes it better. I mean, I didn't feel that when I was like, I have no chance this year. May as well get some money for next year. Start new next year.
That's fair. You have 4 wins. You're on the brink of the championship.
I think, have I not claimed that? Am I still able to get the championship?
I believe so. Yeah, because we have two teams. There's only one team with 2 losses, and that's Johnny.
I think the winning person, like Chris, for example, I think you have to outscore me by like 130 or something like that in order for me to get behind him.
That's true, yeah. Matt's only 69 nice. Matt's only 69 points behind you. Yeah, he won this week, which made it interesting. Him and Johnny winning. Yeah, if he lost, you would have clinched.
Chris, even if Matt beats me, I still have Chris would have to outscore me by 130.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They both have to outscore you. Right. Yeah. That's true. So you feel pretty good about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty much assuming that I'm out of the championship.
Okay, and you, that's got to be a relief, a weight off your shoulders.
Progress since last year, so I'm going up.
You play Trey this week.
Yeah.
So you could spoil Trey on behalf of, well, I guess mostly Ro would benefit from that.
Yeah, Roman was actually really wants to be Trey. I'm already thinking about next year, but I guess for him, I mean, I guess I can get in my win. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot you have left in the that you can do for him, but.
If he wins.
All right, that's brutally honest. I like it.
But hey, if I winning, like ending the season with a win would be nice. So I mean, I'm still gonna try.
That's true. Plus, you want to be hot going into that. That contested 7-8 matchup.
That makes no difference, right?
That's one opinion. Chris and I have done our best to turn this into the most exciting matchup of the year, but it's the only one that doesn't matter. Of the 10 places you could finish the end of the regular season, it's the only one that has no impact on what happens next, which is why we tried to make something of it.
I don't know. I guess you can't really do anything with that matchup.
Yeah, so last year, Chris and I agreed that we would only play a quarterback, a running back, and a wideout.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember.
And then we put a bet on it. So we just, like, made something dumb out of nothing. But I guess there's a chance you play Chris in it again, who Chris has never won a 7-8 matchup. People aren't talking about that enough. So I would give you a leg up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. What is – go ahead.
Man, I'd rather play Chris.
Definitely. Although I have a hunch, if I'm a betting man, I bet. I think Chris ends up in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it's
like, his team just looks so bad of late. But that's more of a "what have you done for me lately" than like any actual analysis.
Doing well.
Johnny's never been hotter. Well, he's only one spin as hot as he is right now. So bad time to run into Johnny. Yeah, that game will be really funny. It's hilarious that it's going to come down to the two of them doing that. Because I guess it could theoretically be a preview of the championship. Especially if Johnny would have to win this week for that. No, that's not true.
Chance to play Chris in the championship.
Yeah, but even if Chris wins and Matt wins, Chris could still end up in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, by a decent margin. I think so. Yes, and Chris needs to win. Yeah. So Chris is playing... Chris is playing Johnny to not play Johnny, basically.
Yes, Johnny's playing Chris to play Chris.
Yes. That's hilarious. Interesting. So you lost Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep Cooper Kupp?
Before the injury, yes. Even now, most probably, yes. Just because... I'm definitely keeping Gurley, so that's a lot of money. And so I think Cooper Kupp just makes the most sense because he didn't cost me anything. So still probably, yeah, I'm probably still going to keep him.
How disappointed were you to finally break the scoring above 100 points streak?
I mean, it was sad. One thing, even as bad as my season was, I could have just always been like, at least I scored above 100 every time.
Yeah, and it's weird because as the season has gone on, the meaning of scoring 100 points has only diminished. To the point that now we're like, we are well past that mattering. Our average is 116.
No, exactly. This year is like scoring 70 last year, honestly. So
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why. I still can't explain why that has changed so much. We made field goal kicking points change, but otherwise.
And we were always doing PPR. Nothing has changed since last year, so I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah. What, all right, so going into next year, you have How many auction dollars did you accrue above 200?
I just got 7 from my brother.
7. And what is Gurley going to cost you?
I think he spent like 60 around there. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Something around that. 65. We have that. What's the thing? Like, we have the 5, 10, 15 thing, right? So what is that this year?
Have you kept Gurley before?
Yeah, I kept Gurley. This is my first year keeping Gurley.
Okay.
So I kept him this year.
So he cost you $5 this year. He'll cost you $10 on top of that next year.
Okay.
So well, you kept.
Like 7 years, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gurley's worth like 100, so still a solid keeper, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would think Gurley would be the highest priced player next year.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Maybe.
Somewhere, Anurag is screaming into his phone that it would be Le'Veon Bell, but I don't think that by August we'll still believe that.
Le'Veon Bell debacle. I don't know what's going on there.
That's true. Yeah, I probably just shouldn't say his name on a podcast anymore.
Topic of conversation.
Definitely not accepted in the broader community. Okay, who are you? If you're making a bet on who wins the championship, who do you have?
I like your team because you've probably been the hottest team in the league, and like you're the hottest team going into the playoffs, in my opinion. But I really like Trey's team. So if I had to choose right now, I would. Okay, then Cole's good too. It's so hard. It's like you, Trey, Cole, or honestly, Rohan's really good too now. So I'm going to go. I'm going to say you. I'll say you. I'm going to pick you right now.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that.
When did you lose last? Like back when I was 3-0? Is that the last time you lost?
Roughly, yeah. Seven game winning streak.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You keep it going for another.
Like,
it's all about who's hot.
Right. Going into the did I score all my points too early?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't
know how I did, but.
Better than me, but.
Exactly, yeah.
Another thing is, I think I'm going to really closely follow you and Scott. I mean, you and Cole to see. I think the winner of that will be a good indication of who's the best team going into the playoffs.
Yeah. And whoever wins will end up with a bye. So
exactly, yeah. But right now I'm going you. As an early championship pick, it's you.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. Yeah, we'll see. All right, well, hopefully the apocalyptic scenario of you ending up in the championship doesn't happen this weekend. And hopefully you have some fun with the 7-8 matchup when you end up there. But otherwise, we'll look forward to some off-season smack talk. Your excess of dollars will do you well. And you've got some good keepers. I guess at this point you're just rooting for, like, an L.A. Rams Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, I'm really rooting for the Rams to win. So
yeah, I mean, it would only benefit you with your keepers. So, all right.
Exactly.
Well, cool. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon. See you, buddy.